This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Out of my dreams.
It's our friend Pete Pistone, one of the all-time greats, Dave Ennett. And I know that because you're one of the all-time greats, so I know all-time greats.
Well, he is one of the all-time greats.
How
one of
you?
Our favorite guys.
How are you, buddy?
I am good. It's good to talk to you guys because that means two things. Daytona is here, and maybe spring will come to Chicago at some point, I'm hoping.
This is the actual determining factor for spring's arrival. When Dave and I call Pete Pistone, it means spring is less than 6 weeks away. All right, so let's jump in. First off, with the plugs, what are you doing, and where can people hear you?
Well, you can hear me on Sirius XM Radio in the mornings on the NASCAR channel, Channel 90, co-hosting the Morning Drive from 6 to 10 Central Time. And a few days in the afternoon, we launched a Big Ten channel. We've got conference channels now on Sirius XM Sports, and there's a Big Ten channel, and I'm co-hosting afternoons there. And every once in a while, Mr. Ennett is good enough to give us his time. And so it's been a lot of fun. And I know how you feel now, Dave, when you were doing both the football and basketball at the same time for Northwestern, now that I got NASCAR and Big Ten stuff going on in my life right now.
So you'll rest later. That's what the rest of life is for us.
Right, right, exactly.
All right, so this is the most unusual thing in major sports in that the Super Bowl kicks off the season. This is the biggest race. This is the one everybody wants to win. This is the legends maker, the career maker. This is Daytona. So you'll be in Daytona this weekend, as you always are. How many is this for you, by the way?
Yeah, this is, I was trying to do the math. I was supposed to go down a little earlier this week, and then our weather here got in the way. But I'll make it down there. And professionally, this is, I believe, my 25th.
Wow.
But I've been going down there. If I count in my mom's womb one time, guys, it's probably, I don't know, I could probably more than 50 if I really had to add them up.
And what was your womb favorite? Do you remember when we were in the womb? No, of course you don't.
I can't remember. I don't know. I think Mario Andretti won that year, if I remember right.
All right, so let's talk about rules changes for the season before we talk about the race. What's new?
Yeah, without getting too far into the weeds, guys, about the technical aspect of racing, the engines and the aerodynamics of the cars have been changed dramatically. And what NASCAR is hoping is it'll bring the cars closer together, and that, of course, will create better racing and more entertaining racing. So they took some horsepower away. They changed up the body styles of the cars. The race at Daytona is always different because they use what they call restrictor plates, and that just keeps the horsepower down, so that keeps the cars closer together. But once we get going for the whole season, that same idea is going to be used at all the other 35 races that we have all the way to November to decide the championship. And so they're hoping it turns out to be a really compelling and exciting season on the track.
Do you like the changes that have been made?
I like any change in any sport that makes it more entertaining for the fans. And the hope here is instead of a guy getting out to like an 8-second lead and single file behind him and then running away, maybe this will make that a little more difficult and a little more different. And you know how it is. If on Mondays, if we can have that water cooler discussion about what you saw over the weekend as a NASCAR fan, that's what they're trying. And I'm all for that. Some of the drivers don't like it, taking them a little out of their comfort zone. It's not the same that they've been used to. But you know what? They're going to have to deal with it. And I just think we're going to get some better racing this year.
Pete, how are the changes to the schedule received?
Well, there are going to be some bigger changes, it sounds like, Dave. But they made some changes last year, and I think overall the fans liked it. I think one of the reasons is the schedule has become, quite frankly, a little bit stale. Same tracks, same times of the year. So they moved some things around. We're hearing that they're going to try to do, and I've been a big fan of this or proponent of this for some time, some midweek night races. You know, why not have a Wednesday night race somewhere or
cool
a Thursday
idea.
Night race somewhere and just kind of change it up a little bit? So I think you're going to get a little of that tinkering this year. But the understanding is in 2020, there's going to be a pretty big schedule overchange, and I think the fans are going to embrace that, too.
So the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup schedule is out and available everywhere, and some great races all over the country. I don't think I've talked to you about this. When they went to that lap count race within a race sort of thing, how was that received, and is that just fans love it now?
Well, if they call them stages, so there's a couple of breaks inside the race, and I think twofold, Steve. One, it gives some incentive to the drivers to, because there are points on the line. If you're leading at one of those stages, it gives the drivers a little more of an incentive than this kind of ride around and hang out until the end. And secondly, well, when you have stops in a NASCAR race, that means you get restarts. And when you have restarts, they're all bunched together, and that kind of creates a little more excitement within the race. This is now the third year NASCAR has done that. Quite frankly, again, some of the traditional fans weren't giant fans of it, but I think everyone's sort of gotten their arms around it now. And again, I believe it's changed. That has made some better competition on track. So this will be year three of stage racing in NASCAR.
Now, much like the Masters in golf, where you have rules that apply to Augusta that don't necessarily deviate from the big picture, but Augusta gets to make up what they want to make up. Does Daytona have that sort of thing as well?
Yeah, this is a little different week, Steve. We qualified on Sunday, so only the two guys that are on the front row were locked into the race. And it's the youngest front row in Daytona 500 history. 21-year-old William Byron is on the pole, 24-year-old Alex Bowman outside the front row.
Wow.
Last night, then, were qualifying races. Where you finished in your qualifying race is where you'll start Sunday in the Daytona 500. And Joey Logano, last year's champion, and Kevin Harvick won those two races. So, yeah, a little bit of scrambling around, and now there'll be a couple of days of practice. And the other part of this, guys, is that every race we've had this week at Daytona has been at night under the lights, and the track's a lot cooler then. Well, the race on Sunday is supposed to be 78 and sunny. That makes the racetrack completely different. They're going to slip and slide around a little bit. I think what you saw during the week, a little single file than maybe we wanted, I think that's not going to be the case on Sunday, which I think, again, will be a good thing. We're hoping for an exciting Daytona 500.
Logano, the favorite, Brad Keselowski, who would you say is the
Mario
choice?
Andretti?
Yeah, Andretti.
Hey, listen, I saw Mario about a month ago. I think he can still drive.
I
he
bet.
Looks so good. You know, Keselowski and Logano are probably 1 and 1A at this kind of racing. They've got Fords, and right now the Fords are the teams to beat, the manufacturer to beat. And they've won these races like at Daytona and Talladega, at sister track, a lot. So Logano winning last night, again, he's the champion, and his teammate Brad Keselowski, I think Vegas odds have them at 8-1 apiece. I think they're the favorites, but I also wouldn't rule out the guy I mentioned who won last night as well, Kevin Harvick. He's looking really strong down here. I think the Fords are going to be the guys, the teams to beat on Sunday. They seem to have it going on with horsepower and this new aerodynamic package.
Plus, you know, I like to bet the kids milk money, so who is the dark horse?
Yeah, you know, dark horse might be that kid that's starting from the pole, William Byron. That's the car that Jeff Gordon used to drive before Jeff stopped out of that car a few years ago and went to the Fox television booth. And he's been moving himself up the ladder, and every stop along the way, he's won a championship in the Xfinity Series, sort of the AA of NASCAR. And a lot of folks are looking for him as the breakout because he's got the crew chief, Chad Knaus, who used to work with Jimmy Johnson, winning 7 championships. Those two broke up. So a lot of folks think that the youth of William Byron and his talent and the experience of Chad Knaus and all he knows as a crew chief might be a winning formula. So we'll see if that turns out on Sunday.
How about Austin Dillon, last year's winner?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Austin, and he'll be the first to tell you this, you know, that happened on the last turn of the last lap, and he got a little aggressive there. He's always a good restrictor plate racer, but winning, for whatever reason, winning back-to-back Daytona 500s is a pretty tough thing to do. So I think he's got the odds stacked a little bit, but, you know, with this kind of racing, guys, I can't say that anybody can win, but there's a lot of people that can win because it's just a little bit more wide open than what we get the rest of the year.
Predictions. Who do you like?
Well, I think I'm going to stick with Keselowski. This is a race that has eluded him. He talked about this the other day at Media Day in Daytona, how you know it took Dale Earnhardt 20 years. Dale Earnhardt won everything there was to win at Daytona except the 500 until the 20th year. This is the 17th year for Brad Keselowski, and I think he's just so good. I have a feeling that all things are going to fall his way. And not so bad for his team owner, by the way, Roger Penske, who went into the NASCAR Hall of Fame about a month ago. Pretty cool to see if the captain can be in victory lane with Brad Keselowski Sunday in Daytona.
And the coolest storyline that might develop this season that you're sniffing around?
Well, I think the coolest storyline is probably just going to be the racing, Steve. I really do. I think that this is just so different, so dynamic, that this could be one of those years where week after week, you know, you get that, as I said, that water cooler moment, that discussion. And you know, last year we had 12 different winners, which is a lot over 36 races. They're talking about 18, 19, or 20 this year. If that happened, I think NASCAR would be headed in a really good right direction.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you do a great job covering it. There's nobody better than Pete Pistone. And thank God, Dave, that they didn't adopt my idea for speed bumps. Yeah. Because I have suggested that a few years ago that they put in speed bumps. Yeah. You know, because I like the guys to be safe along with having a good time. And they said they'll call this
you
number
call
again.
Them restrictor bumps.
Restrictor bumps. That's exactly right. Mic drop. Pete Pistone here about Sirius XM. Not just covering NASCAR, but Big Ten show now every afternoon, you say, right?
Yes, channel 372. You can catch us over there, and channel 90 in the morning. So should be a lot of fun. Dave, hope to see you out there at Northwestern maybe next week when I get back from Daytona. And, hey, all things are great, right? We got the tournament coming up. We got Daytona. We got spring training. I see an end in sight for this winter that we've been stuck in, guys.
Yeah, no kidding. February, kiss my butt. Thank you, Pete. Yeah.
See you guys. Thanks.